I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Conrad Black is here, the author of several distinguished biographies, but the book I'm most familiar and have fun with is Flight of the Eagle, in which Conrad follows America's history from the beginning, when it was a colony of Great Britain and happy for it, to the success of the 20th century here into the 21st century. It's a wonderful story of, I guess it illustrates Churchill, at least the legend of Churchill, saying the Americans eventually do the right thing after trying everything else. Maybe he said it, maybe he didn't. It's a wonderful thought. However, Conrad, you have a column about America's elite, you know, the top, who seem unfamiliar with your book, with American history, and conduct their lives, not unlike Anthony Blinken, denouncing America's success. Is this a fad? Do you measure this will pass, or is there something in their education that can't be corrected?
It will pass. I mean, I don't want to put on the airs of a psychiatrist, but we are all unlicensed psychiatrists up to a point. And eventually, even the most discouraged people and the most self-critical people become fed up with and rebel against self-dislike. And even people who are masochists can only stand it at times, not as a constant behavioral diet. And in this case, we are, after all, talking about an incomparably successful country. John, I've always been rather full of admiration for the fact that most Americans don't dwell on the fact that there has never in the history of the world been anything remotely like the rise of America. From 1783, the end of the Revolutionary War, when it was about 3 million people plus some slaves, to just two long lifetimes, 1945, so that's, what, 162 years, so two lifetimes of 81 years. And when the United States, at the end of World War II, had half the GDP of the entire world, war-ravaged though it was, had a monopoly of atomic weapons, and the leadership figures of the civilian and military, Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, MacArthur, Nimitz, Marshall, universally admired people and great men, great leaders, all of them. There's never been anything like that. And the United States has, it's held its position. I mean, it saw off the Russians until with such an astute policy that the Soviet Union simply disintegrated without a shot being fired in anger. It just fell like a souffle. And a country that can do that while it represents, you know, Franco's Spain and Salazar's Portugal and the juntas of South America and the Saudi Arabians and so forth as part of the free world, and eventually all of them became democracies. A country that can perform feats like that doesn't suddenly just fold up and collapse, and it won't. But it's just very disturbing, and there's nothing in American history that quite prepares us for this. To some of us who are not Americans, some parts of the American mythos were exaggerated. American exceptionalism is frankly overrated. There are dozens of other countries that are just as free, just as well-functioning democracies as the United States. Now, partly thanks to the United States, but that's another matter. But that doesn't take anything away from America's success and America's greatness. And Americans know that. Most of them know it. And the only ones who deny it are those who are trying to chisel the system because they either have some kind of halfway legitimate grievance over, the vestiges and legacy of slavery and so forth, or they're simply charlatans milking the system for what they can get on it. But in the end, that country is not run by charlatans and the grievance ridden. It is run by the common sense and sense of legitimate national interest of the American public. When Mr. Nixon said, "Remember, North Vietnam cannot defeat or humiliate the United States. No power on earth can do that except the United States." Implicit in that was that it would not do it, and it won't. But it is scaring us now.
It is, and we have less than a minute, so I'm reassured by your words, because you and I enjoyed talking about your book and celebrating America's achievements. We do make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. We happen to have as close to transparency as we can imagine. And there's this sense now, I get discouraged, Conrad, this is why I like to raise this topic with you. There's this sense now that all my reading comes to naught because America's not worthy. And you're reassuring me that we are worthy. We're just going through a bad patch. Is that a fair metaphor? Bad patch? We've got 30 seconds.
I give you a phrase from General de Gaulle. Although he did no favors for us Anglo-Saxons, was a great leader of the same general stature as Churchill and Roosevelt. He said, we are crossing the desert, and that's what's happening. It's a very difficult time, but we are crossing the desert. We're not sinking into it like a quagmire. We are crossing it.
Conrad Black, the book that I reference is Flight of the Eagle. I recommend it. It's one volume, American history. It's to cheer. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.